The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week we're going to one, a genre that I actually rather enjoy that you don't see much of, at least I haven't seen much of lately, the rom-com, Long Shot.
Well, these come out every year, the romantic comedies, and if they're done right, they can really ring the box office bell. If they're done wrong, they can be really horrible. This film, Long Shot, is R-rated. Now, most of Seth Rogen's comedies have been R-rated, yes, going back to Knocked Up and, you know, Pineapple Express and this kind of thing. So there's an edginess to his comedy that will necessitate probably a lower box office because you're eliminating a certain amount of people that can go to this movie.
Well, I'd call his technique raunchy.
It is raunchy. It's very raunchy. This film is raunchy. It comes off in the trailer like it's a political comedy, a political satire. Charlize Theron plays the Secretary of State, Charlotte Field, and she wants to run for president because the current president, who she serves, will not be seeking re-election. Why he does not seek re-election is quite hilarious. He wants to pursue movie acting because that's where he kind of came from. He was like a TV, played the president on TV, becomes president. So you can see where this is going, a bit of a satire on today's president, who was a TV star of some sort. But she wants that job. She wants to run, and she's kind of waiting for her big moment, and she's off trying to set up environmental treaties with nations and things like this. She comes in contact with Seth Rogen, who they have a past that she babysat him a few times when they grew up next to each other on the East Coast. He was a couple years younger, had a crush on her. You get this picture. How they kind of reemerge with each other is quite interesting, quite hilarious. He's a journalist now, works for kind of an advocate paper in Brooklyn that really does a lot of investigative reporting. The opening scene is quite funny where he's infiltrating a white supremacist group, and Seth Rogen, of course, is Jewish, and he's trying to fit in with them and get a tattoo and everything, and what happens is quite hilarious. But once he and Theron kind of reconnect, you know, she hires him as a speechwriter, a joke writer, to help her with her campaign and all this kind of stuff. And that's where the hilarity ensues. When I say it's raunchy, it is a little raunchy. It's going to surprise people. I mean, clearly, they are not a typical on-screen couple. I don't need to talk out of turn to say that. Charlize Theron, Seth Rogen might not be who you would put together
as
a couple.
It's an odd couple.
It's an odd couple, and they play that for laughs throughout. The person who works for her, her handler, you know, tries to say, you know, this is a ridiculous coupling and things like that. So, but it is funny in parts. There's a couple hilarious sequences that do quite work. Theron, not known for comedy, actually is pretty funny in a hilarious sequence where she needs to negotiate a hostage release. But let's just say she's under the influence at this time. So that's a pretty funny scene. Some of the funniest scenes, Doug, involve O'Shea Jackson Jr., who plays Seth Rogen's best friend, and he is a scene stealer. I mean, he steals every scene he's in. It's hilarious, his kind of byplay with Seth Rogen. Most of it works pretty well. The political satire, though, is what doesn't work very well. Rogen's performance, too, is kind of up and down. He's really loud in a lot of the film. That's kind of his character. And again, that may be, can you tolerate Seth Rogen? Do you not like Seth Rogen? It could depend on that. I didn't like this film as much as I thought I was going to like it. There's a couple really funny parts, but the political satire doesn't really work. It's a little long, maybe not quite as funny as I think it thought it would be, because it doesn't, it's raunchy, but it doesn't quite go completely 100% raunchy like Knocked Up did. And it eventually settles for kind of rom-com cliches. But I will say the chemistry with Rogen and Charlize Theron is actually pretty good. They have some funny scenes together. There is a connection there. You'll have to go and see what happens. But if you want a few laughs, a few raunchy R-rated laughs, it's probably the film to go to right now. Not as funny as I think it thought it might be, though.
Now, you mentioned that the political satire doesn't work that mm-hmm. well, and I'm thinking both Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron in real life are rather outspoken people. So is there an ideological direction this movie goes in?
Oh, there's no question about it. If you're on the conservative side of things, there's several things that are probably going to rub you the wrong way in this film. but it tries to be a film of the moment. We have an election coming up next year. Her character runs for the 2020
a woman.
Nomination. Yes, there's a lot of gender moments in the film that you might expect coming from the what is funny is the Wembley TV organization that Andy Serkis runs. They have kind of a morning show based on Fox and Friends.
Okay.
And some of the things that come out of their mouths in relation to when they're talking about Charlize Theron's character, as you can imagine, are heightened and hilarious and completely inappropriate. So there's a lot of jokes made about that. But, you know, she definitely plays her role well. This is a very, very smart, accomplished person that she plays. Rogan's character, more rough around the edges, obviously, is more of the idealist, wants to ruffle the feathers with his journalism, and how they kind of connect as speechwriter and candidate is what you have to go see.
Well, I am going to go see this one. Yeah. I like this kind of movie. Well, so I've got an Oscar trivia question that's sort of loosely based on the title of the film. Long Shot is the film we were just talking about. What is the longest ever title of a film nominated for Best Picture?
I will say Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, 1964.
You are remarkable. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.